Dr. Jett, what is the objective or purpose behind creating the Hub for Black Affairs and Community Engagement?
Part of it is to really shore up the support for Black faculty, staff, and students, and also to connect the Black alumni of Butler in a more engaged and deeper way, and to kind of create a village model with regard to those relationships kind of amongst those various groups. And then additionally, to extend the, I would say, the work and the skills and creativity out into the Black community from Butler, using a model of the work of the Black faculty, staff, and students and alumni, and engaging with the Black community in a very intentional way.
Will the Hub be a place of gathering for students? Is it a facility or an area that will be open to the public? How does that work?
It will be kind of a gathering space, definitely for students to kind of have a home base, if you will, and to connect in an ongoing way to the Black faculty and staff. And then most definitely there'll be like workshops and training and all sorts of events and programs that will involve the extended Indianapolis community. I'm also looking to, as part of this hub, to create a space where we bring in a visiting Black intellectual in residency for at least a week or so every semester. And that will be kind of this extended model for our students in particular, and not just our Black students, but for all the students to recognize that there is a tradition of Black intellectual thought.
Dr. Jett, what has the response been from students, faculty, staff, and the community at large since the announcement was made about the Hub?
A lot of people want to be connected and involved, and I am very open to that because I'm trying to create kind of a collective consciousness approach. The students are pretty excited, and I'm really kind of tapping into them to see what they need. And then at the same time with the staff and the faculty also, to make sure that this hub really does provide the resources and support that we all need here as employees of the institution so that we stay.
What accomplishments do you hope to see the program 2 to 4 years from now?
Well, I would like to see more Black students come to Butler. That would be really important. Also, to make sure that the students, the Black students in particular, that come to Butler, that they stay and that they feel welcome and celebrated and that they graduate and go on and do great things. I also would like to see more Black faculty come. And I would also like to have the founding of the institution more well known across the country, because I don't think that very many people know that Butler was founded by an abolitionist that was open right from the beginning to Black people and women, and we can build on that history.
Dr. Jett, thank you for your time today and speaking with me.
Of course. I'm glad that you contacted me and that you're really interested in the Hub.